Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Watching us live on Monumental Sports Network. We got Steve Zabin sitting in for B. Mitch. B. Mitch is in transit to Europe right now. B and I will be doing the show tomorrow together in Madrid. Should be very interesting. It's gonna be cool because I'm gonna go to Commanders practice in the morning. Then we'll be live on air here at 10 a.m. but 4 p.m. Madrid time. See how Brian's doing. Brian's going flamenco dancing at some point.
Oh
yeah,
nice. Yeah. By the way, I don't want to blow up your Friday podcast party at O'Brien's.
I think I have the wrong spot.
Okay. But I want to throw some things out at you, okay?
Okay.
I Googled best authentic Spanish pub in Madrid. Casa Ruvleta, Casa Alberto, La Casa del Abuelo, La Venecia. There's a lot of places that are authentic Spanish hangouts. You cannot go to an Irish bar, JP, in Spain.
So my thought is a number of things.
Not my monkey, not my circus. This is a titular thing.
That's thought number one.
That's thought number one.
So the podcast over the years has developed a ton of international listeners, which is awesome.
That is great.
And I know a lot of these folks will be at this game in Spain. So we just want to get something on the books, right?
Got it.
And I think if 5 or 10 people show up, terrific, we'll hang out. I think it's possible a bunch of people show up because the—
What's a bunch? 100?
Yes.
200?
Like, we've had these parties before, which are packed. Right?
I bet you get 150 people.
Well, so the other part of this is there is an earlier— the team is having their rally.
Oh, right.
From, I don't know the exact time. Say it's from 3 to 6 or something. But I can't go to that because it's while I'm on the radio. So I think there will be a bunch of people out and about drinking. And I think a big chunk of that might just roll to our party. I also think I continuously am telling people the wrong name of the bar. I think it's O'Reilly's and not O'Brien's. I've asked Mitch to make a graphic repeatedly. I don't have a graphic yet. When I get the graphic, I'm going to post it on social and all the information will be there. So I think it'll be like a big chunk of people that listen to the radio show, listen to the podcast, whatever. And then other people will just be like, oh, this is where all the Commanders fans are going. I'm going to go there too. But
I mean, I'm sure it's a lovely place. Here's a picture of it right there.
It's my understanding it's in like a cool strip of bars and restaurants. So like my favorite thing in Europe is you can kind of just hang out in the street and drink too. So say this place gets packed. We can just hang out in the street. There's a more authentic like Spanish bar and club next door, I've been told. But again, it circles back to I'm not in charge of this. I'm just going to show up.
Nah, it's a good idea. Get a ball in the fairway.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't overcomplicate
it. Speaking of don't overcomplicate it, did you watch Monday Night Football last night? So it should have been
because,
a good game.
Yes, because I'm unemployed. I had plenty of time to watch it to the very end. And I had a curious interest in the Packers, obviously. But it was a terrible game. Boring, miserable. It was like two
Zero
sumo wrestlers.
Zero flow to that game.
No, no flow. There's no highlights. You know, two good defenses, obviously, grinding on each other. But the second half had something, and the end of the game had something, if you went to bed, that left me and many other people gobsmacked. Nick Sirianni is a great coach, and he's won a Super Bowl. Okay? Two, right?
One. Lost one, won one.
That's right. Lost one, won one. Probably should have won two. Anyway, he's a great coach, and he fits that city's pugnacious personality to a T. But he's a moron. And I think Eagle fans will tell you he is at times a complete and utter moron. So here's your situation, right? You just stopped the Packers on fourth and short, fourth and two, I want to say, because you knew the play that LaFleur was calling. They were calling it out. Inside zone, inside zone. They stuffed Jacobs for like 3 yard loss, and he fumbled, and it was a disaster. Great. Well, the Packers have two timeouts left, and there's like a minute 30 to go. So they do the whole conservative run, 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 then let the clock wind down to 30. Well, they're at the plus 35, JP. It's a little too long on a cold night to try to kick a field goal. And it's quite short to be punting. But it was fourth and eight, which is a not a very good convertible down.
No.
The numbers on fourth and eight are pretty poor, I'd imagine. And they
fourth
line
and eight
up,
is generally you're down a touchdown, so you got to go.
Exactly.
Not you're barely not holding on to a lead.
Yeah, not yet. You're up three.
Right.
So they go out, and they line up, and Buck and Aikman are like, wow, they're going to run a play here. And they do a little bit of the hut hut, hey, hey, hey.
Sure.
And then they're like, okay, they're not falling for it. They call a timeout. They go to the sideline, and then Sirianni sends the offense back out. And Buck and Aikman are like, they're going for it. What are they doing here? And so they dial up a deep shot to the left pylon to A.J. Brown, who is completely covered, makes a very weak effort to go get the ball, and it's incomplete. And they're like gobsmacked going, okay, well, now the Packers have a chance because there's 32 seconds left, and they're at their own 35. And lo and behold, they complete a pass to about midfield or thereabouts. Now you're down to like 18 seconds. Their second down play didn't work. It ate up a few more seconds. They get one more shortish gain that gets them to 64 yards on a McManus attempt with, I want to say, 5 seconds left. And that's when LaFleur said, okay, let me make some suboptimal choices myself. He sent him out there to try run one more play with 5 seconds and no timeouts.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love whips the ball directly out of bounds to get it to 2 seconds. And I'm like, okay, what good would that do you? They try to kick it. It ends up being short. And the game was over. But after the game, Sirianni was asked, well, why would you go for it on fourth and eight? And his answer was not compelling at all because he never mentioned punting as a strategy. Punting it even straight into the end zone for a touchback nets you 15 yards. Those 15 yards, JP, are 8 seconds. You need those at best, it's eight seconds by the offense to go 15 yards.
Dude, so they got it at fourth and six from the 35. I pulled up the playlist.
It was fourth and six, not fourth and
but
eight.
But still,
okay.
Your point stands. And if you can squib it, just kick it 10, 15 yards. Like
a squib punt?
Just barely tap it over, right? Like
sure.
These punters are good enough to do that. You're burning time there, too. That's a live ball. That's more time.
That's a good point.
The odds of that dude returning it, house calling that, are pretty slim.
Like, right.
Play straight cover. It was
a monumentally dumb decision that almost bit him in the ass.
My thing with both those teams, I think you could argue, especially with all the injuries in Detroit, Philly and Green Bay are the two most talented rosters in the NFC.
Philly's better.
Philly's probably the best 1 through 53 in the NFL, honestly. I mean, they're just loaded, and they lost a lot last year, and they're still loaded. Sirianni, to me, is extremely volatile, extremely emotional.
Yeah.
And at times that serves them well, but I think losing Kellen Moore, like when they have gotten two Super Bowls, they've had coordinators that get grabbed the next year.
Sure.
Right? It happened with Steichen when they lost to the Chiefs. It happened with Moore when they beat the Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I won't be shocked at all if we get to January, February, March, whenever Philly season's done, and Howie again tells Sirianni, hey, your boy's not running the offense. I'm getting a real guy in. Because that's who it is right now. Like, Kellen Moore leaves. He's able to promote his boy that's been with him since the Indy days. Mm-hmm. And that offense is just underperforming. I mean,
Kevin Petullo.
And my guess is, you know, everybody wants to draw a line to Mike McDaniel coming here next year if Cliff gets a job. But there will be other versions of high-end offensive minds available, and Philly will have somebody else running that offense next year.
Yeah.
Because Fangio, at this stage of his life, doesn't look like he looks like he's just happy to be a DC. He'll stay there for some time.
Barring catastrophic injury, I would pen in Rams-Eagles NFC Championship game.
Rams-Bills is my Super Bowl pick.
That's a good one right there. Bills got to figure some things out, though, right now. I think they're leaning too much on the, hey, press the Josh do something button. Hey, Josh, do something button.
Yeah.
And they need to be a more complete team. I think the Chiefs are going to be there as well.
It's hard to bet against them.
I know.
It's hard to – I mean, the Ravens, even though they're still under 500 – are the favorite to win the AFC North. And like, a significant favorite.
Right, and they were like
they were
coin
one and
flip.
Five.
They were 1-5, and they were still a coin flip to win the division with the Steelers out to what, their 5-2 start?
Yeah.
And people kept looking at the division odds going, what am I looking at? Why is it this way? Well, the people in Vegas know as much as anyone else's know what the time is.
Well, I think Philly should enjoy the tush push this year because I think.
Oh, that was the other thing from last night. So you saw the two plays that were missed again?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Now, the Packers got away with one first, a pseudo tush push, because they don't really do it with love. They used to do it with Tucker Kraft before he got hurt. Now they don't. But it was sort of a tush push. They were clearly offsides to start, false start. Didn't call it. I just said, isn't it great? They finally got one ignored when the Eagles always have them ignored. And then the Eagles do one, they're wildly jumping the gun offsides. And I just laugh thinking about how the NFL said 4 weeks ago, we're going to have our referees look at this more closely. And I'm thinking, the F they are.
It's an impossible play to officiate. It is. And it's officiated poorly consistently. I do want to talk about the other side.
And by the way, one
game.
Last thing on that. Sure. I'm still so confused why 9 teams would join the Eagles to not ban it.
Like, apparently, Jason Kelce's speech was so damn good. Who knows?
If you have a chance to legislate out a rival's best play,
right,
take it. Don't feel like, oh, this is unfair or it's not honorable to do so. The vote is right there.
I think it's also billionaires that are buddies, and a couple of guys didn't want to screw Lurie. And,
oh, really?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Is Lurie well-liked?
Yes. Here's what I do know. We gotta ask Zabe some questions. We're getting all sorts of interesting tweets. A lot of people are thrilled you're on with us. Some have questions for you. We might open the phone lines on that. We also got to talk about this numbskull who tried to jump on the field during Sunday night's game against Detroit. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about all the problems I had at my house after the water damage. Well, you know who hooked us up? Better Services. Better Services can do anything you need. If you need appliances like I did, Better Services can hook you up. Say you want to remodel a bathroom or a kitchen, Better Services can hook you up. B B-E-T-T-A-R. This is a family-owned business that's been in Kensington for 80 years. You can go stop by their showroom, check out the appliances. They can get you next day or maybe even same-day delivery. At my house, they got a new stove, new microwave, new fridge. Got it all installed in one day, and my wife couldn't be happier. I've worked with Better for a number of things. Say you just have some small stuff you need done around the house, handyman services, call Better. Need new appliances or just some appliance repairs? Call Better. Thanksgiving's in a couple weeks. You're going to have 20 people at your house, and they're expecting hot stuffing. You better make sure that oven works. BetterServices.com, B-E-T-T-A-R. You better get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/A-I-R-O.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.